We have this huge fabric building structure here, which is where we are now taking in food scrap deliveries from commercial and institutional entities. In that building, we also have this machinery. It's a truck, basically, that has I like to refer to it as a giant mixmaster attached to it. And in it, we put the food scraps that come in from places like SU, Destiny USA, Postabilities, Syracuse Banana. There's a host of great entities that have jumped on board here. We take their food scraps and we mix them in a 3-to-1 ratio, 3 parts yard waste, 1 part food scrap, and we mix it together, and then we bring it over here into these special bays that we just built. And these are kind of concrete bunkers that each have a piping system running underneath them. And in the back, there are these massive blowers that are kind of like big hair dryers, and they inject oxygen into the piles of compost that we put on top of this piping system. Okay, so it's pretty simple, but it's actually really amazing because what it does is it speeds up the decomposition process. And we're able to, from a traditional method of windrow turning, where you actually have to get machinery to turn the pile, to aerate it, to make sure there's enough moisture content, etc., we've actually reduced that by about 80% through this aeration project. And so now it takes, from the moment these food scraps come in the door, like right here you can see a waste management truck coming in, and from the time it comes through that scale right there till the time it can leave our facility as finished compost that people can use in their gardens or potted plants or landscaping, it takes 60 to 90 days. So it's a pretty quick process in terms of decomposition.